Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Been talking a lot of Saints football. Now time to talk a little about the Super Regional coming to Baton Rouge. LSU taking on West Virginia. Happy to welcome in now to the radio huddle, Andrew Caridi, voice of West Virginia baseball. Andrew, how's it going, man? Been a heck of a baseball season so far.
No, it's been awesome. Yeah, last 3 years for West Virginia baseball been the most prestigious, most accomplished, I think. So I think everybody's really excited to get the opportunity to get down there and take in one of the best sites in college baseball. So I think excitement is the name of the game.
And, Andrew, I think it was just destiny that LSU and West Virginia play one another. That they almost played last year, when you think about it. Now, my local interest in LSU baseball in West Virginia is that T-Bob, my son, well, his in-laws, they big Mountaineers. They went to West Virginia. So I said, T-Bob, you could talk smack to them now, you know, the in-laws and all, because it's Mountaineers versus LSU. And you would think, you know, he went up there in Morgantown, played against West Virginia in football. But now it's baseball. I mean, we all know, listen, I don't know how people feel about West Virginia, but LSU's Louisiana's Major League Baseball team. We don't have Major League Baseball, but that's how the fans view LSU. That you got the Astros in Houston, you got the Texas Rangers in Dallas, and then you got the Braves in Atlanta. I don't know how West Virginia baseball fans are, but LSU baseball is like the Major Leagues does.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think WVU sports in West Virginia is the professional sport, whether that's football, basketball, anything like that. And I think baseball is actually getting to that point as well. We've got the Pittsburgh Pirates an hour north of us, and that's been a lot of pain over the last 20-plus years. So I think if people actually are coming around to this WVU baseball team, you know, the community's talking about it, and that definitely wasn't the case 10 years ago. So, yeah, definitely. We can relate to LSU being Louisiana's baseball team, and West Virginia's looking to fit that bill. We used to have a minor league team, the Black Bears, that were affiliated with the Pirates that played at our home stadium. That was the thing that, you know, got it built was WVU and a short season A team. Now it's flipped, so West Virginia's the show, and, you know, they're still there, the minor league team. But now West Virginia's, you know, good baseball to watch.
Andrew, one thing that stood out to me when, you know, looking over the West Virginia baseball team, because, you know, we've been inundated with all SEC action mostly for the season. What a heck of a road record for WV. 24-5. They're definitely not going to be intimidated coming to the box.
No, not at all. I think they're looking forward to the challenge. I think they know it's going to be a challenge, right? That's one of the hardest places to play in the country, if not the hardest place to play. But I think they're embracing the moment. You know, you got 6,500 against Clemson there for the regional, and now you double that up at the box. And I think it's going to be new for a lot of those guys, so I'm sure they'll take a second and be like, holy cow, this is, you know, probably one of the best atmospheres, the best atmosphere that we've played in. But they'll just get to competing. And on the road record for West Virginia, you know, obviously the strength of schedule wasn't the greatest for the Mountaineers this year, but you have to go on the road when you're a Northeast team, so you can't play baseball outside in Morgantown. In February, you can sneak a couple games in March, but that's the focus for the team, knowing that you got to get South, play your road games at the beginning of the season, and then when things start to warm up, it starts getting nice. But, yeah, I just think it's a team that gets along really well. I think they enjoy being around each other. I think the leadership from Coach Saban's is really good. You know, he sets the example. The players follow it. He commands that respect, but also makes it fun at the same time. And, you know, it's a business trip, and they're good at just getting out there competing and doing their thing.
Now, Coach Johnson, the LSU Tigers, said, boy, West Virginia is a veteran team, experienced players, and, you know, everyone's intrigued, no matter what level, the home run ball, but that's not West Virginia and how they manufacture runs and then the strength of their pitching. So when you objectively look at West Virginia compared to all the college teams, why not? I mean, you look at upsets, what occurs. I mean, you look at University of Texas, San Antonio. They beat University of Texas. Went 3-0 against them this season. You look at Murray State. They go to Ole Miss and Oxford. So it's kind of unusual when you look at baseball. So looking at West Virginia, if you have a seasoned veteran team, they can almost take the approach that we're not overwhelmed. This is not our first rodeo. Because even look last year, well, like I said, I thought they were going to play. They played against the Tar Heels, and we came about. So I think that experience helps.
Yeah, no question about it. You look at this last 3 years where West Virginia's won two conference championships and two regionals. The seniors in this class now on this team have been a part of all that. So they have seen a lot. They've been a part a lot for West Virginia, and you know they're just looking forward to the next challenge. So that is definitely an aspect of pretty significant importance. In terms of style, for the Mountaineers, it's just 1-9. They can deliver two RBI base hit, and I think all the players through the lineup are able to do that, and that's kind of the secret sauce. They're measured, they're calculated, they're diligent hitters when they're in the box. No one is going to shock you with their numbers in home runs or extra base hits, but it's a team that's hitting around 300. And when you look at the Big 12 in terms of batting average, hits, extra base hits, drawn walks, anything like that, RBI, they're in the top 4 or 5 of that category. So just a really solid, consistent offense of veteran guys.
Now, Andrew, as far as everyone's on the bandwagon, whatever, because LSU travels. We sure. all know the people in Omaha, they love LSU to come there. Come on, they spend money. It's like they're traveling all-stars, whatever. So how is West Virginia's fan base? Is it just the parents? Who's actually traveling maybe to go watch them play and who will come down to have that experience at the box in Baton Rouge?
Yeah, I think the hardcore fans definitely know what they're getting into. I think there's a decent alumni chapter for West Virginia graduates everywhere in the country, more specifically like on the East Coast. So it being in South Carolina, we had a nice contingent of definitely family and friends and people who also, were in the region, decided to come down and create a nice little fan base. So that was good. Louisiana, obviously, is a different thing. Haven't been there myself. It'll be my first time in the state. Sort of unfamiliar with, what kind of contingent that we'll have. I know the hardcore people will definitely be coming down. Probably need to wear blue instead of gold because I think you guys will be kind of swimming in that. So it'd be right. Maybe hard to differentiate between the fans a little bit. It'll be interesting to see what kind of thing West Virginia can gin up there, especially your guys' place. We did well in North Carolina because North Carolina has the most West Virginia graduates last year at the Super Regional out of any state besides West Virginia. So behind the dugout last year in Randy Mazey's final season, I mean, it was a little home slice, right? We'll see if West Virginia has this year. We may not, but I don't think they're going into it expecting to have any sort of crazy substantial voice. But again, they could surprise us. I think it's something West Virginia hasn't done before. So
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll see.
LSU fans definitely very confident going into this series because they had that 1-2 punch with Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson on the mound. But when you look at West Virginia's top two aces as well, you guys pretty got a good rotation there as well with your number one and number two guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, Griffin Curran on Friday and Jack Hartsonis on Saturday has kind of been the thing since, I would say, second half of the Big 12 season. You really rely on those guys. You feel good about those guys, and that's what you'll go with in a best-of-three series. Curran is a Division II transfer, came up, really refined himself into a very solid pitcher who can go long, doesn't get rattled all that often, consistently executes pitches, obviously closed the game in that matchup against Kentucky, highly competitive kid. And then Jack Hartsonis was out of the bullpen to begin the year because he had surgery and didn't get to start throwing actual BP or anything, throwing his bullpen until probably January because he had surgery on his forearm because he had acupuncture to relieve some of that pressure, but ended up getting nerve damage. So it's been a journey to get back him, but it's been nice to see him come along. It's his sixth year of college baseball, guy that, you know, throws 94, 95, just pounds the inside of the zone, throws strikes, competitive pitcher, good teammate. So, yeah, you feel really good about those guys. I think the key for West Virginia is going to be needing length out of those guys. I think you have to get at least, at the very least, 5 innings out of both of them, and your offense is obviously going to need to keep pace as well.
Now, Andrew, when you look at conferences, it obviously comes into play. The SEC, considering the success that they've had in the past, you look at the Saudis of Conference, advanced only 4 of its record 13 tournament teams to Super mm-hmm. Regional. They produced the last 5 national champions, 10 of the last 15, and have had a team in 15 of the 15 College World Series finals. But then you look at the ACC, tied the record set last year with 5 of its tournament teams making it through the regionals. But when you look at the Big 12 right now, to me that's hard to say because West Virginia, I guess, they got a little experience being in the Big 12. But Arizona, I still think of the Pac-12. I don't know. when I say Oregon State, Arizona, UCLA, I was, Pac-12.
Sure.
I would know that UCLA, Oregon State, I think now they're independent. But what can you tell the folks about Arizona now in the Big 12? It's first super regional, and look, Jay Johnson since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
When you looked at like Arizona, West Virginia, that kind of competition, that had to be different because that's crossing the country when you look at being part of Big 12 baseball.
Yeah, for sure. I think for West Virginia, you know, being one of those most eastern teams in the Big 12 Conference, which literally almost spreads coast to coast, right, makes the road record that much more impressive for the Mountaineers. I think Arizona is a good measuring stick. Like we all know that they're obviously a high pedigree program, so they're a nice challenge to have. And I think getting them, getting Arizona State, some of those Texas teams like TCU's, for example, it's a nice little contingent. They'll beat up on each other. As far as West Virginia, what they see out of those guys, I mean, I think you can make the case that it's definitely a conference on the come up in terms of quality baseball. I think West Virginia, you would hope, obviously, is here to stay, being one of the best 16 teams in back-to-back years in the country, making supers. Obviously, when you lose Texas and Oklahoma, that brand value goes down a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, I think when you look at the Big 12 standings, it's a any team can beat any team, right? You don't have a Missouri necessarily, like near the bottom of it. And the good teams like Arizona would you know, get two or three taken from them from Utah, because like you said, that travel, you know, makes an impact. They're not particularly far away, but you're going to all different places, all different styles of baseball, like Provo, Utah. So it's definitely interesting. There's no lack of interest or diversity for sure. It's its own thing, which is cool.
You know, Andrew, I was looking at the Clemson Regional this past weekend, and one thing that kind of stood out from West Virginia was some defensive errors. You know, five in the finale against Kentucky, mm-hmm. a couple against Clemson, and, you know, the winner's matchup, and then even in the opener, a couple against Kentucky in that first game. Is the defense been an issue for West Virginia throughout the season, or is that just kind of an aberration from the first week of the postseason?
No, I think it's a little bit of an aberration. We're by no means, like, you know, faultless like any team is. You look at what Clemson did. They had seven errors against Kentucky in that elimination game, and that was not something that Clemson did regularly. That was like a what-the-heck type moment. So you look at it, West Virginia's plugged and played a little bit at third base. Like Armani Guzman, who had that huge series, he was the player of the regional. He ended up starting at third for the first time all year for Chase Swain and Spencer Barnett, who kind of switched out in those positions. And then Gavin Kelly came, a freshman from Pittsburgh. He was a catcher originally, a big-time recruiting catcher, but Sam White injured his shoulder against Arizona, coincidentally, so he was your backup catcher. And with him not being able to throw, you had to move Kelly to second base. So he's definitely taking his lumps as a freshman, you know, making some mistakes here and there, but is warm to the occasion. Ben Lumsden starts at first base for the Mountaineers. He was starting at first base for the first time in the regional over Grant Hussey there. So to answer your question, I mean, I think it's a competitive defense. I think the best way to say it is you don't go into the regional or the super regional against LSU with any defensive concerns, like they won't be able to make plays. Now, with that being said, it'll be that much harder because there's going to be 10,000 people there. But in terms of like regular stuff, I don't think that's a thought in the mind.
Well, Andrew, looking forward to seeing you over at the box on Saturday. Hope it's a great game and we get a great three-game series out of this.
Well, Andrew, before we let you run, it's going to be freaking hot.
Oh, yeah. Prepare for the
heat. Heat index. Listen, the Saints went up to the Greenbrier in West Virginia to get away from the heat. You think the Mountaineer players? I'm talking about that heat index. It's over 100.
Yeah.
So I think that might be a rude awakening.
Hopefully his broadcast booth's a little cooler.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be honest with you. I'm definitely not looking forward to that. I'm not a high heat, high humidity guy. However, it's funny because last year we were in the Tucson regional. We got that desert heat at 100, but it's dry heat. Now we get the opportunity
the humidity.
To go to the Bayou heat and see which is worse, which is better. And we'll definitely take that into effect.
Well, no, the heat in there, I can tell you right now, I've played in the desert. An old USFL game. I never forget. I played against the Arizona Wranglers, and it was a night game. And it was 114. And it was hot. I mean, hot is hot. And then they go, oh, it's going to be 104 in the fourth quarter. It was like opening an oven. But I'm telling you, it's nothing like that heat index over a 105, 110. Because then you're in the shade. I'm not even moving. I'm sweating my ass off. And I'm not even doing anything. The humidity and the dry heat, no, hot is hot, but that heat and humidity heat is way worse than that desert heat, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've been staying inside as long as I'm there.
Awesome stuff, Andrew. Have a good one, man.
All right, Andrew.
Thank you, guys. Yep, appreciate it.
Andrew Caridi, voice of West Virginia baseball. First pitch of game one coming 1 o'clock on Saturday, 12:30. Pregame coverage right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.